Welcome back to the Roundtable on WAMC, 10:34 on your Monday morning. Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. Today we're learning about Taylor's Heroes, a nonprofit organization that provides fitness and nutrition programs to children who want to lead a more active and healthy lifestyle. We're joined today by Leslie Forbert-Miller, co-founder and president of Taylor's Heroes, and Beverly Benfer, Taylor's Heroes' new health coach, a practicing physical therapist, and owner of Karmic Synergy. Leslie and Beverly, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So nice to have you here. Beverly, tell us about why and how you founded, Leslie, tell
sure.
us about how you founded Taylor's Heroes.
Sure. My son, David Taylor Miller, and I moved up to Saratoga when he was about 14, and he did go to Saratoga Springs High School. He was very inspired by the armed forces, and he dedicated himself to joining the Army. He was very overweight, very popular as a linebacker with the football team, but in reality, the weight loss was something that he struggled with all his life. Once he made the final commitment, though, to join the Army, he lost about 50 pounds in order to make the minimum weight for the Army, and along the way just discovered a whole new energy, more positive self-awareness, and really changed the way he interacted with the world. Unfortunately, fast forward to June 21st, 2010, Taylor was killed by a suicide bomber in Afghanistan on a checkpoint. As anyone who's dealt with the loss of a child, and certainly anyone in their life that's important, you struggle for quite a while about understanding what to do. We knew we wanted some kind of legacy for Taylor. He was only 19, and I wanted to make sure that he was leaving a mark. If he wasn't here to do it, then wanted to make sure that I was able to and his family was able to. So after some thought for a couple of years, we decided that losing weight for kids was a great idea, and we founded Taylor's Heroes, my sister and I, and we've been going for 3 years now in a great partnership with the regional Saratoga Regional YMCA, and lots of great volunteers.
It is a problem that I don't think we can wrap our heads around, the problem of kids who are just not eating right, and it seems to get worse by the year, out of shape kids. And I don't remember the 50s. I was only born in the 60s. But you see the footage, and everybody seemed to be pretty slim and active, and somehow things changed.
Well, there were a lot of things that led up to that, and partly, I would say, trying to discover those reasons are how we are trying to combat that very unfortunate circumstance of the obesity. Hence, once we got into the program, although we focus on exercise once a week with structured classes with the Y, we struggled over the last 3 years or so trying to understand the proper place for nutrition and the way to deal with the food. And that's one reason I'm really glad that Beverly's here today, and we can talk about the fact that dealing with food and dealing with the way we deal with food has definitely changed over the years.
So tell us about the program itself, and it obviously encompasses exercise and nutrition. So let's talk about the Taylor's Heroes program.
Sure. So we have an application process, very simple. In fact, we've never turned anybody down yet, but we do interview kids. They are required to fill out an application process talking about why they want to lose weight, why they're committed at this point to doing it. Once they're accepted in the program, the first day we do weights and measurements. We get a few statistics. We talk about what will be expected of them. They meet after school on Thursdays at the Saratoga Regional Y. We then take them over to Price Chopper, where they are led by the nutritionist for Price Chopper through the NuVal system. And this is a real eye-opener for a lot of the parents and the kids to understand why a carrot, for instance, might be a 99 on a scale of 100 and sugar is a 0. So then you start to understand where the food you're eating falls, and you get some vague notion that, you know, there are some foods that are healthier than others.
Just take a time out here and go back to the application process and the interview. If nobody's ever been rejected, why do the interview? Isn't showing up and saying, I want to be part of this enough? Or is there a level of commitment you need to see?
We really need a level of commitment. And as we move on with the program and we really want to help the kids see results, there will be a bigger and bigger commitment because there is a lot of commitment in terms of the parents, the food. They're going to have to change some lifestyles. And that's really what the whole balance of all of this is about.
So it's changing a way of thinking.
Yes.
Right. And that's where I come in working with the families, because what the parents do will trickle down to their children. And those children can trickle it off to their friends on understanding food is medicine. Food is energy. If they want to have some energy, they've got to make healthier choices. And that's where I'm going to come in and educate the parents and the kids on making better choices and having better choices to make, and also bringing into it a more holistic, integrative nutrition approach, which is going to also bring in their environment, how they feel about their school, and how happy they are in their basically in their life right now. And it involves a lot of emotional taking in the emotional aspect of why kids are overeating. They may not just be eating bad food, but they're overeating, and eating is becoming their happiness, as opposed to doing something that might be more gratifying, like maybe going to volunteer somewhere and getting that kind of a happiness and gratification. So we look at that as a major component too. I'm very simple. We don't make food meals, planning meals, difficult. We try to make it simple. We have in my program, cook once, eat three times. So when you're making something, make a lot. Have it for the week. Time is precious now for these families. We're all involved in so many activities. There's times I throw a few things in a cooler when I go to get my kids from a sporting event. So we're not stopping to a convenience store or a fast food. And in fact, my kids are at the point now where they're pretty well trained. They're 16 and 18. And they basically drink water as the majority of their diet. So those are the things I try to get kids to understand.
We are joined today by Beverly Benfer and Leslie Forbert Miller talking about Taylor's Heroes. Now, it's a 14-week session. There are three of them a year. So take us through week one and then where you end up in week 14.
Sure. So again, week one, we're looking at a lot of metrics. We're trying to lay down the framework. We get them a subscription, for instance, to Cooking Light that goes to the child so that they can get more involved in the cooking process. Then the Y staff will start meeting with them regularly, giving them some outlines on everything from cardio to weight training, yoga. You know, we're trying to get a very broad range of movement here, and they have a free membership to the Y for the period of their enrollment in Taylor's Heroes. So there's no reason they can't come back and work out as well. But, you know, it's as simple sometimes as just getting kids to start walking. So each week they will do a different workout. They learn more about running and how to get a little faster and weights and all those things. And they're trained so they can do it properly and not hurt themselves as well. At the end of the workout, though, they then meet with the person dealing with nutrition. And at that point, that's where a lot of what Beverly's talking about is going to be rolled out, both to the parents and to the children.
So are the parents coming to each session?
We hope so. They do require.
We do. That's all part of that interview process and that requirement. And what we're now going to start doing is being a lot more stringent about making sure that they do come, because it's such a key part of their child's success that they understand the role of food.
Right. And the younger, especially for the younger participants, when you get into the teenagers, and I found with my children that when they started going to with their friends and they were kind of on their own a little bit more and not under my guidance for what they eat, they need to learn what are the right choices. And, you know, the caramel, you know, coffees and all these drinks that are 80 grams of sugar when you should only have 40 grams of sugar in a day.
Yeah.
is what we need to teach these children. And that water is medicine also.
But doesn't that possibly limit the number of kids you can help? In other words, there are so many parents who work so hard all the time. And to say, well, we want to have your child in this, but you have to come too. That's got to be difficult.
Well, I think it's time management. And I look at time grabbers such as, you know, computer time and texting time and such. And I try to guide the families in that also. How do you make more time? You know, maybe you need to get up 15 minutes earlier in the morning to get yourself ready so that you can then cook a healthy breakfast as opposed to adding water to a pancake mix. I prefer to put real eggs, real milk in my pancake mix. And that way you've got a good protein and you've got a healthier pancake. And you know what? I make extra and I put them in the freezer, throw them in the toaster. That way they're getting more of a nutritional dense food instead of eating something that is overly processed with significant amount of additives causing inflammation and pain in their body.
Even the program itself, we are playing with some different hours. We normally meet from 4 to 5:30 roughly on Thursdays. We are looking at adding some evening classes to see if that won't space out too to help working parents. And sometimes it's the grandparents that bring, and sometimes it'll change. So we're trying to, again, as the program goes on, we're trying to address the things that come up and how to be more proactive.
A work in progress.
Exactly, the parents' needs.
And I have something to add to that. I've brought into the Shutterfly where you can set up an account, and I've already began that for Taylor's Heroes so that the parents can go on and get the recipes and get the information also.
That, a great point. And we only have a couple of minutes left here. Number one, how can people find out more about this program?
Oh, sure. Well, we're very accessible thanks to the internet at Taylor's Heroes. That's TaylorsHeroes.org. You can find out there. You can also call Suzanne DiOrio. She is our executive director and does handle the program on the day-to-day basis. You can reach her at 518-894-1658. We are starting a class September 8th.
You don't do them in the summer anymore.
We don't. We found people have mixed schedules in the summer.
Yeah, sure.
So our next class does begin in September, and we do have openings. And then we wrap that up and start another winter session and then a spring session.
Leslie, in the last 30 seconds, I have to ask you this. Nobody gets paid in Taylor's Heroes, and everybody volunteers. How do you raise money for this?
Sure. Well, as any nonprofit knows, you've got to have fundraisers. So we always accept donations on our website, but mostly what we do, we've added an Easter egg hunt right before Easter. We have a extreme boot camp run in June, the Saturday before Father's Day, and Taylor's birthday, ironically enough, was Veterans Day. So we pair with restaurants in Saratoga for fundraising opportunities there.
Well, it was so nice meeting you today, Leslie Forbert Miller and Beverly Benfer. They joined us from Taylor's Heroes. To learn more, again, you can visit taylorsheroes.org. That link will be posted with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. You are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.